FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control if you want. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. Is Ian here with you?
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And literally anything goes. So whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or some sort of a personal problem, anything at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates section. All you have to do is click on updates, sign up, takes you maybe a minute or two, and from that point on, we will send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show. And that's, again, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604, that's toll free, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Ian, I was talking to a guy today about, he's registered libertarian, and he had never heard of the Free State Project.
Well, that's not a surprise, but not a lot of libertarians have, and I mean, some have, but I don't know if all of them have. It's a constant process getting the word out about things like this.
Yep.
So I'm sure you told him about
the Free State Project. Yes, I did.
And what was his response?
I think was his response. I think he's probably more interested in the twin girls he's supposed to have in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Manwich, you had something about free lunch? Where can I get a free lunch?
Yeah. Well, you can get a free lunch, apparently, like this gentleman does, by, stealing it.
Oh, that's not good.
It's just a story that I thought was kind of interesting. I've always kind of wondered about it. How often do people go into restaurants and not pay for their meals? This is a Roman restaurant owner called the police on Monday after a smartly dressed customer got up and calmly declared he didn't have any money to pay the bill. Identity checks showed that 96 complaints had been filed against the man for pulling the same stunt across Italy for the past 12 years. And which means that a bunch of people have just let him out, period. The Italian news agency, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a short story.
Huh.
And
Why would you announce it? I mean, if you're going to be well dressed, if you're going to go into a restaurant, you're going to look well dressed, and you're going to skip out on your tab, why not just get out and, you know, get up and walk out? Why give them the opportunity to call the police on you?
I think that if you get up and walk out, it might be stealing. Whereas if you announce, I don't have any money, then you're not in fact stealing.
Giving them the opportunity to allow you to make good somehow.
Right. Something. I mean, I don't know.
Now, a couple of years ago, when I was waiting tables, there was a young lady who didn't have any money. Didn't bring any with her.
Do you have any idea why she didn't bring any with her?
I believe she said she left her money at home.
Uh-huh.
So, I took her ID and took
a driver's license?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You physically claimed the ID, or you actually... So, you had it, and she left?
She left.
And she said she would come back and pay
someone was driving her, because she was pretty sloshed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, I said, well, let me, I'll take your purse, wallet, whatever you want to give me that is of worth.
Some sort of collateral.
Right. And then you come back and pay me.
Did she come back?
She came back.
I bet she did.
There you go.
Yeah.
That
I don't think
sense.
It's such a hot idea to leave your driver's license with any old buddy.
No, probably
honestly.
Not.
But then again, it's not a good idea to go eat in places. And
right. If you don't have money, I think it's a fine idea. You're doing whatever you can.
You've
got to
have that driver's license to drive home with.
No, you do not, actually. You don't have to have a driver's license to drive home. You could, if you got pulled over and you don't have your driver's license, you just tell the cop you have one, but it's not with you, and you may have to go to court to prove that you have one.
Uh-huh.
So it's not
you get a ticket.
Yeah, you get a ticket, but the ticket could be thrown out if you actually have the driver's license.
Right.
And you prove that you do. So, that's actually a misconception.
Okay.
Manwich.
I thought that was so.
Interesting that this happened in Venice, because we just got an email from one of our listeners who we haven't heard from in a little while, Dr. Todd. Dr. Todd says, Did you guys hear that in Venice, Italy has passed a law saying...
That was
saying
in Rome, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Italy, it's all the same.
Has passed a law saying... Really? Rome is a separate country? Rome, Italy.
Rome is Venice, the capital
Italy?
Of Italy.
Rome is the capital.
And
so,
Venice is just a city in Italy.
Right. So, right. Venice, Italy would be correct. What were you correcting me on?
The story that we had just read was in Rome. What were you referring to? It's interesting you said Venice.
Right. I was going to get to what I was referring to. Thanks.
The segue is weird, though. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because both of these stories are in Italy, man, which is not that
weird.
No,
you said Venice, though. You didn't say Italy.
Venice, Italy. I did say Venice,
Italy. No, you said it's interesting that you said Venice. Because here we have got another story from Venice.
Italy has passed a law saying it's against the law to have a dog and not walk it at least three times a day. Penalty for not doing so was something around $1,000. So what's up with animals? Are they my property or aren't they? If they are my property, then I should be able to keep the thing in a cage all day long if I want to. If they aren't my property, then do they have some subset of the rights that humans do? And the answer there is, well, they should be your property. And I question, I actually did see this news when it came through, and I wonder how they are going to enforce this one. Are they going to rely on citizen snitches? You know, if your neighbor doesn't see you leave the house with the puppy dog three times a day, they're going to rat you out to the police?
It's very strange.
Are they
specific for one particular, you know, like one person that's not letting their dog out enough in their to their mind, and so they're passing this law for that.
City of Venice passed a law for one person, you think?
what do you think these Carly's Law and Lindsay's Law and all these other laws are? They're about one case.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that usually has somebody lobbying behind it, usually a group of people lobbying for that law. I can't imagine that there'd be a group of people lobbying to have a law passed because man which isn't walking his dog.
A city commissioner, you know, lives next door to somebody they feel that doesn't walk their dog as often as the city commissioner would walk their dog, then that's all it would take.
We hardly ever walk our dog, and she's in fine shape. I mean, is that what they're concerned about?
No, they're talking about having to use the bathroom.
How do you know they're talking about that? It says you're supposed to walk it three times a day.
That's what walk the dog.
I don't agree that that's what that means.
Maybe they're talking about giving it a proper amount of exercise, or
maybe that is what it means, because I guess Venice is, like most European cities, a little compressed. Of course, we're used to living here in Florida, where in most places here in Florida, you've got a large property and you could just let the dog outside.
If I didn't have a yard, I wouldn't have a dog.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So there you go. Dr. Todd, do you think that animals should have rights, Manwich or Jason?
I do. You know I do.
What kind of rights?
Minimal rights to treat an animal with decency.
Right. I mean, don't do anything to actively harm your animal.
I'm sorry. If you take a pair of pliers to squeeze and break the bones in the paw of your dog just for kicks, I'm sorry. You're a bad person.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of bad person shouldn't be up walking around amongst the rest of us.
Right. Now, well, they find that people that torture animals usually end up killing other people.
I don't know whether I agree with that. I think that they find that people, that mass murderers have a tendency to be to torture animals, but
this
I don't think
true.
That you necessarily it corresponds.
You're right about
that.
What
about that? People that kill animals in a slaughterhouse? I mean, that's cruel. It kind of looks cruel, at least. Mm-hmm. I don't think it necessarily is cruel.
Well, there are different methods, I suppose.
And they are delicious.
That. Yeah, I feel
those animals do taste good.
I like I like animals just as much as the next guy, and I don't like the idea that somebody might be hurting an animal. But at the same time, I think to use the term rights when you're talking about an animal is a little bit inaccurate. I don't think that you can have rights unless you have responsibilities, and animals don't have responsibilities, so therefore they can't have rights.
I think there should be cruelty to animal laws, is what I think,
okay.
And thereby imbuing those animals more or less with the right not to be treated cruelly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
If the law is then recognizing that the animals have the right not to be treated cruelly.
Animals do not have that right. I think maybe a better way to rephrase that would be you don't have the right to treat your animal cruelly. Not that the animal has the right to be free from that, because you could have a dog and starve it, you know, like they do with pit bulls or whatever to make them angry.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a dog and starve it, and you'd be depriving it of food. But if the dog was just out on the streets starving,
it doesn't
have the right to have food. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, you have to have responsibility in order to have rights. 800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll talk about a cop-killing situation coming up next. Possibly, at least. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manny.
The Wednesday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and of course, as always, you can bring up anything you want. Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And amongst those archives, you'll find some various voting links. You can go and vote for our show, which would be a much assistance to us, considering we give you the archives for free. Maybe you could give us a little vote over there at podcastpickle.com. Speaking of podcasting, and we're going to get into Jason's story here in a little bit, but I stumbled across something very interesting today. And in case you haven't been paying attention, podcasting is kind of the hip new thing for audio distribution over the Internet. It allows shows like ours to literally allow people with MP3 players to automatically have our show sent to them on a daily basis.
And there are thousands of different podcasts out there.
Yeah, bunches. Mm-hmm. Most of them are more the amateur level, you know, guys that do it.
Sure, just somebody with a microphone.
Right. Once a week or a couple times a week.
There's one guy that does it on the crapper.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they have all kinds of shtick.
Right. And so now, apparently, one of the major communications radio station companies in this country, Infinity, is going to be, and I don't know how they're going to do this, but I just stumbled across it today. They're going to change formats on one of their talk stations in San Francisco and make it, like, all podcast all the time.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't understand how it's going to be done, but you can damn well bet I'm going to be in touch with these people to see if we can get on over there. Obviously, we wouldn't be on in podcast form. We'd be on live if we got on, but just the concept that you would create a radio station and allow amateurs to get on the air, if you will. Very interesting.
I'm dumbfounded. I can't even believe what you're saying to me.
No, I can't believe. I thought it might have been a hoax. But the website appears. I saw their site today. It appears to be legitimately an Infinity broadcasting company.
Can you imagine being in San Francisco, making so little on your San Francisco radio station that it seems like a good idea to put podcasters on?
That's actually what they said. They said apparently the old format was really tanking, and so
what
it really
was the old format?
I don't know.
What, like,
I think it was
calypso music, Chinese polka. I mean, what could possibly bring? I'm just amazed.
Chinese polka.
I'm sure it's not a hoax because I've seen legitimate news stories about it today. But it's fascinating, and you know, we'll be following it. That's for sure. The idea that. How you would program that, I don't understand either, because
Air America replaced Calypso music in New York City. Uh-huh. They were in at like the 68th rating or something like that. Apparently, they've held steady at
68. We got news about Air America tonight as well. Apparently, the Secret Service is investigating them, which we might get into. But how you would run it from a programming side? I mean, the thing about these podcasts is, first of all, podcasts are not done on any sort of a consistent basis. Free Talk Live does them because we're doing a real radio show and then podcasting it. But these people that are doing podcasting are just getting on their microphones and recording for 15 minutes at a time,
right.
or maybe as much as 30 minutes. Very rarely do they go longer than that. So how you're going to, first of all, they're taking submissions from people. Are you going to pay somebody to listen to every single piece of audio that comes through? Because podcasting is an internet medium, which means that there's no censorship. Now, granted, there are plenty of clean podcasts out there, but who's to say that even the clean podcast isn't going to
slip up with the F-bomb?
Yeah, screw up, or all of a sudden, you know, get dirty one day. So they're going to have somebody listening to all these, and it just seems like it'd be an interesting radio station.
It would seem like you would have to get an agreement from these people to put their stuff on the air, too, wouldn't it?
No, they're sending them in. They're uploading their shows, and it's supposed to launch in like 2 or 3 weeks. So it's experimental radio, and I'm a fan of experimental radio, so it's going to be interesting to watch.
Quite. Well, now, there's no guarantee that your DJ who gets on to introduce your Chinese polka music doesn't slip in the you know, the big S.
Sure, there's no guarantee of that. You're absolutely right.
So, I mean,
and there's no guarantee that it's gonna, you know, not gonna happen on our show or Michael Savage or any of the other talk shows out mm-hmm. there.
So, I would think also that the podcasts would want to continue being on. They're motivated by fame as opposed to money, mm-hmm. and they might get a small amount of money from.
Imagine it. Maybe in the long run, maybe if the station starts being profitable.
It's San Francisco,
right?
I mean, they have to be getting some money out there.
I would hope so. At least there would
I've worked for stations that didn't make any money, but
there wouldn't be a lot of I guess overhead beyond the guy who screens the podcasts. I mean, you don't need jocks, you don't need talk show hosts. Everybody's going to be the contents. You're not going to have to pay for.
Mm-hmm. You don't even need a studio.
That you don't need. You're right about that. You don't really need a studio. Let's move on to Jason's issue for tonight. Again, you can interrupt the show at 800-259-9231. What do you have, sir?
I've got a T-shirt. A T-shirt that is making the police department very nervous.
It's a Free Talk Live T-shirt, isn't it?
No.
No, those aren't released yet. We'll talk about that some other time.
I would promote this shirt, though.
Okay.
Well, this story comes from the St. Petersburg Times. The front of this T-shirt shows a picture of Jarrell Walker, known as Jay Brick, who was recently shot to death by Pinellas Sheriff's Deputy...
Jay Brick.
Jay Brick.
What is it? Bay Brick?
Jay Brick.
Okay.
He was recently shot to death by a Pinellas sheriff's deputy during a drug raid. Atop his picture are the letters R.I.P. Below it, the dates he was born, date he was killed. On the back of the shirt, this is what's sparking the controversy, though. The back of the shirt reads, Wanted, Dead or Alive. Below the big letters, it says, Officer Chris Taylor killed one of ours, now one of theirs must die.
Wow.
That's so, pretty strong stuff.
Yeah.
Certainly is.
Can you threaten the police?
Illegally, I would think you could. I don't think it's a very good idea.
Well, isn't a threat of violence almost, against the law?
Almost an assault.
Well, if...
I mean, if he had a gun in his hand, but he's... Apparently, does he have...
The
he
shirt has pictures, with pictures of guns.
That's...
Yep.
That ain't good.
Well, I mean, go back to the early 90s when Ice-T had his group called Body Count, and they came out with the song Cop Killer.
Cop Killer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was not necessarily threatening to kill a cop. I think that was more like a narrative
about killing
of
cops.
Killing cops.
Right.
Cop Killer, better you than me.
I mean, yes, indeed. It's a fine song, actually.
Yeah.
So, actually, they found out about this T-shirt by arresting the dude who was wearing it, right?
That's right.
And what were the circumstances of his arrest?
I believe he ran a red light.
Huh.
Ran a red light, pulled him over, and apparently he tried to get away. He didn't have anything on him. He just
apparently he wasn't so tough when he had the opportunity to kill one of his there.
Right.
You know?
Well,
man, he wants somebody else to do the deed. That's why he's advertising it. Because if he was serious, he would do it himself.
He'd just go shoot a cop.
Right.
Yeah. Certainly, I can understand where people are coming from. People that work, you know, that their line of work is this black marketeer stuff with drugs. I can understand why they're so dead set against the cops.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad idea, going wearing that shirt, in my opinion.
Oh,
all the way around.
It's probably a bad idea, but...
I wonder, does the article go into the circumstances around the original shooting, is what I want to know. You know, they shot this guy on a drug raid. Was he pointing a weapon at the cops at that time?
Well, they said that he refused to put his hands up and went to search for something behind his couch.
Mm. That doesn't... And was there anything behind the couch?
Article doesn't mention anything behind the couch.
Interesting.
Very
1-800-259-9231. We hear about it all the time. Cops shooting people when they raid a place. They end up shooting the wrong person, or the guy was going for his wallet or something like that, and they end up killing somebody, and in lots of cases, innocent people. In some cases, they're raiding the entire wrong house. This whole war on drugs is absolutely insane, and it needs to end. We want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. April showers bring May flowers, but they can also make drivers a little daffy. So don't be a bird brain. When I come back, I'll show you how to use your beak to drive safely in the rain. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Likas. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. Driving a 3,000-pound vehicle is dangerous enough, but add rain to the mix, and even Donald will run for cover. Don't duck inside. Just use your beak. B-E-A-K. B. Brake early. Give yourself plenty of time to stop. E, exercise caution after a dry spell. Grease and oil build up on roads, and when mixed with fresh rain, watch out. A, allow yourself extra time. Drive slowly and plan an alternate route in case of flooding. And K, keep away from running water. That's an SUV, not an SUB, so don't even try it. If you see moving water, move on. Now that's using your brain. Your beak. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photographs. Some of them have actually sent us validated pictures, which means they're in their photo with a sign that references Free Talk Live, so we know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're listeners.
Well,
to the show.
We've gotten plenty of pictures that, there's a small amount of doubt.
None of the ones that we posted. The ones that were in doubt, we have put up for a vote.
Right.
And then usually they get outed by someone finding the original photo that somebody else edited.
And they're in the Hall of Shame now.
Yeah. Correct. We're talking about...
I think the Hall of Shame is just as interesting as the, the rest of it.
We're talking about the situation in St. Petersburg, Florida, where Pinellas County Sheriff SWAT team member shot and killed a 19-year-old man a couple weeks ago during a search warrant was being served at a suspected drug house. Now, what brought this case up is, Jason, you came in tonight with a story about the friend of this guy who got shot
right. Wearing
a T-shirt around town.
Caught.
The guy with the friend of the guy who was shot.
Was shot.
Is wearing a T-shirt around town. With that says what on it again?
Says, wanted dead or alive, Chris Taylor killed one of ours, now one of his must die. Chris Taylor is the cop who shot old Jay Brick, Jarrell Walker.
Now, is the friend who was wearing this shirt being brought up on any sort of charges for having that shirt on? Like, now what you're suggesting, assault charges, for instance?
Not as far as I can tell.
Hmm. Well, here's the original case, since we're kind of curious about what prompted all of this. They shot and killed a 19-year-old man while a search warrant was being served at a suspected drug house. The sheriff's spokesman said Corporal Chris Taylor, the cop in question here, fired twice at Jarrell Walker as Walker ignored orders to show his hands and reached under a couch for
something. Wouldn't you think once would be enough?
Especially with a .45.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He intended to take Jaybrick out.
Well, if you're going to shoot somebody, you should be shooting to kill, right?
I don't know
if it works differently for a cop.
Cops are different. I mean, for me, if I pull out a gun, you had better do immediately what I say or, on pains of getting shot. Cops, on the other hand, have different responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of a citizen, my dad taught me that if you pull out a gun, you're supposed to be shooting that gun.
Right.
I suppose you can give somebody
an
order.
If you're a citizen and your life is being threatened and you feel that you need to pull the gun, you better, pull it and immediately fire it and then keep firing until that person is dead. So I don't know. Maybe, like you're saying, maybe cops' rules are a little bit different. I don't know. Anyway, he was shot twice, although a loaded 9mm handgun was found in the house on a pillow on a different couch in the very same room. There was none under the couch where Walker appeared to be searching. Now, really, though, what could he have been looking for? What else could he have been looking for underneath that couch?
I have to agree that if he didn't put his hands up, that I would be one of the first ones to shoot him. I feel
right.
It's wrong that they got this, that the whole drug war is being perpetrated.
Right.
But if I were that cop standing there with that gun...
Absolutely.
I might have shot him once just to see what happened to him, because I don't think he's going to come out. If his arm moves quick like he's coming up with something, then I'll shoot him again. But it's hard to Monday, what is it called, Tuesday morning quarterback.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Monday morning.
Monday morning. Whatever.
Monday morning quarterback, the whole situation.
To Walker's family, it seemed Taylor used his .45 caliber service weapon on an unarmed man. The family has enlisted the black activist group.
He was unarmed, but he was trying to get armed.
Right. That's most likely, because I don't think he was cleaning out the dust bunnies from under the couch at that point in time. Present at the news, and by the way, I'm the first person to jump to the defense of somebody in one of these situations, but from what I'm reading so far, it definitely sounds like this officer felt like he was being threatened. A present at the news conference, and let's see, that month, protest against the McCullough shooting escalated into a night of sporadic street violence.
It always does, though, in St. Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, they loved street violence stuff up in St. Pete.
This was back
in
the 90s.
Let's go set our houses on fire.
Let's
set the businesses and our neighborhoods on fire.
Apparently, Walker was his family claimed that he was sleeping. Taylor repeatedly yelled at Walker to show his hands, but instead Walker then slid off the couch and onto the floor with his hands hidden in the waistband of his pants. Then when Walker reached under the couch, Taylor shot him twice from a distance of a few feet. McMullen said an autopsy showed one bullet piercing Walker's left shoulder, another striking him 3/4 of an inch away. Walker was pronounced dead at Bayfront Medical Center. Now, Taylor, a 7-year veteran of the force, is on administrative leave, most likely with pay, but it doesn't specify here.
It does here.
Is it with pay?
With pay.
Okay. Leave pending several investigations. Apparently, this 33-year-old deputy has been involved in 2 other shootings in his checkered career.
Whoa,
here.
Just call me itchy-fingered Walker. What's his name?
Taylor.
Itchy fingered Taylor.
In April 2004, he fired upon a pickup driver as the truck's boat trailer was
what
dragging...
What color was he?
Doesn't specify. He fired upon a pickup driver as the truck's boat trailer was dragging Taylor's squad car down a road in Largo with Taylor in it after the two collided during a chase, officials say.
Hmm.
Now, that's an interesting situation. He's chasing the guy. The car's vehicles collide. His police cruiser gets stuck on the truck, and
it's definitely deadly force that the man has employed against him.
But it wasn't intentional, necessarily.
Well,
how would you have known that the car was going to get stuck on
yeah, but it was stuck,
gear?
Though. It was stuck.
Right.
You know, at that point.
Stuck. And he most certainly
intended
to. I mean,
if the cop's standing in front of you, in front of the door, and in order to get out of the door to escape, you have to run him over with, I guess you'd have to run him over the car. If he's standing in the way of your garage door, and in order to escape, you have to run him over with your car, I'm sorry. You've still committed attempted murder.
Right. You're not going to sit there and honk the horns. Can you get out of the way?
Right. And he's not getting out of the way. So
apparently he actually fired on the guy while he was in his truck. I don't know. It seemed like...
Now, does fire on mean that he shot at the tires or shot at the guy? I can understand doing both,
specify.
Honestly.
It says he fired upon a pickup driver. Now, neither of these people were killed that we're going to be talking about here. So,
thank goodness.
While off-duty in May 2000, he shot at the driver of a getaway car as the driver was trying to pull an accomplice into the vehicle, officials said. Taylor, who had been holding on to the accomplice, fired for fear that he was going to be dragged under the car's wheels, authorities said at the time.
Mm.
So that one's a little bit questionable.
That's a little iffy.
But otherwise, I'm not too necessarily upset about this particular situation. However, what is upsetting is the fact that they were there in the first place. On Tuesday night after Walker was shot, they also arrested a couple other people in the same house. One of them was his cousin. Another one, both of them were charged with possession of marijuana. And Walker was arrested 8 days ago after police found him with marijuana and crack cocaine cut up in small pieces for sale. He was out on $10,000 bail in that case when he was shot. So it definitely seems like this guy was doing some sort of drug activity.
Sure.
But, of course, the real issue here is the drug war.
Now, I was thinking about the drug war and the whole Fourth Amendment. Is it the Fourth Amendment that protects
unreasonable search and seizure?
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that. Oh, it's probably been a week now. You know, I'm not that big of a proponent of the Fourth Amendment if we didn't have a drug war. If the drug war wasn't on, I don't really care that you have to, that you, you know, might be a little slippery in your procuring of a warrant in order to, you know, get a rape suspect or a murder suspect put away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because these would be violent crimes.
Mm.
And
I think I would still care because it's just a matter of principle and upholding the Constitution and paying attention to what the cops are doing.
I would have to see the circumstances under which things have happened. I mean, I wish I knew of some circumstances where violent crimes, where the Constitution's been violated, and I feel that it's awfully egregious. But
so after they had a dead body on their hands, the police also, as I mentioned, arrested the two guys and confiscated 91 grams of marijuana from the house, 7.5 grams of powder cocaine, and 39.5 grams of crack cocaine. So was it all worth... Oh, and a police scanner. So was it all worth the dead guy? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure-like frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are every night during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 till 10 Eastern, and, of course, our live Saturday show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we have got live streaming for you. The broadband version of the stream, the dial-up version as well, all there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Manwich, you getting your mom some flowers for Mother's Day?
You better believe I am, and I'm going to get them from theflowerplace.com.
Theflowerplace.com.
That's great. This is almost as bad as a rehearsed commercial. They make all kinds of custom arrangements, and they deliver 24 hours a day, or they, you know, take orders 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. 7 days a week, in 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. I would say that most importantly, the thing that really makes a selling point for the flower
place... Yeah, because why do I want to pick theflowerplace.com over all the other flower
places? All of them. Well, because all the other ones raise their price for Mother's Day. This is it. This is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. For flower, for florists...
Probably this and Valentine's Day, I would guess. It's probably a toss.
I've heard Mother's Day.
No, I think Mother's Day is
really?
The big flower day.
When I talked to the guy from theflowerplace.com, I asked him about it, and he said Mother's Day is it.
Right.
And probably because for Valentine's Day, you can take somebody out to dinner, and you can do lots of different things.
Do the chocolates.
Right.
Essential oils.
Mom is generally not there. For a lot of Americans, mom's not just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's easier to send flowers. He says Mother's Day by far is the big one, and Christmas apparently is the second.
Especially when you've got theflowerplace.com, and they offer service to and from over 185 countries worldwide.
Yep,
that's pretty convenient.
Anywhere you want.
There's no reason to not go with theflowerplace.com as far as sending wildflowers.
The big selling point being is all these other places raise their prices, and Flower Place doesn't raise its price for Mother's Day.
And so, if you are a mom and you don't get any flowers on Mother's Day, call the Flower Place. Call theflowerplace.com at 1-866-355-0023. That's 866-355-0023, and order yourself some flowers.
And if somebody's got a birthday that's coming up from now till, you know, the general Mother's Day time frame, please use theflowerplace.com.
There you go.
It'll help FTL.
So the war on drugs, that's where we were going with this whole situation in St. Petersburg. It's a tragic situation. You've got a cop, you've got the SWAT team raiding a house on a drug raid. There's a guy, a kid, I mean 19 years old, on the couch. He slides off the couch, looks like he puts his arm underneath the couch in order to retrieve who knows what. And then the cop shoots him twice, kid dies. And now St. Petersburg, Florida, is in a bit of an uproar over this whole particular issue. There's no doubt in my mind that this cop felt threatened and that he had, I think he had every legitimate justification in the world to go ahead and shoot.
If Jay Brick was, in fact, trying to go for a gun.
Well, you don't know if he was trying to go for a gun.
He wasn't
following
orders.
The cop just has to feel threatened. Yeah, that's one thing for sure. If the cops are there giving you orders and pointing guns at you, it's not the best idea to disobey what they say. I mean,
doesn't help you there.
I don't really care that much for the police necessarily because they enforce bad laws, but I'm not foolish enough to make a move like that. I'd rather just get arrested.
But who is?
Bail and then.
I mean, this cop, the SWAT team is in this guy's house or apartment, pointing guns at him. Is he really thinking, all right, if I move really slowly, he won't see me, grab the gun?
He clearly wasn't saying to himself, if I do whatever they say, they won't kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Now, the family did claim that he was sleeping at the time. It's possible he was really groggy, I suppose, but I would think that if you've got cops shouting at you, you'd probably snap to somewhat.
Maybe he was
quickly.
Like really high. I don't know how these drugs work, quite honestly. I mean,
sure.
And I would think
there was a 9mm on another couch in the very same room. So it's possible that he was all whacked out from, you know, smoking some crack moments beforehand and just forgot that the gun was on the other couch and thought it was underneath the couch.
That sounds like the kind of mistake that I could make during like regular day, you know, like just normal.
Where's my gun?
Well, not where's the gun, but I mean, I could misplace something on a, you know, think it was on one couch and think it was on the other. I could definitely do that inside of a day.
So the real issue, though, is should the cops have been there in the first place?
No. I don't believe the cops should have been there in the first place, no.
No, absolutely not. These cops should have been sitting back at the station waiting for a call about a real crime happening. You know, a bank robbery or somebody getting murdered or raped. An actual crime where somebody else gets hurt. Because all they're doing is just perpetuating this drug war. And, in fact, they're not doing anything to... All they ended up doing was confiscating a few grams of drugs, various different drugs, and killing somebody. And got a couple of arrests out of it. Now, on the scale of the drug war, they've done nothing.
Right.
Because this kid who they killed that was allegedly a drug dealer, he's got clients in his area of town that he deals with. Those clients haven't been busted, and nor do I think they should be. Those clients are going to want to continue buying drugs, and so therefore, they're going to call up their alternate dealer.
Exactly.
Or one of them will, one of his buddies, the guy that's dead, one of his buddies will step up, and he probably knows the dead guy's connections, gets in touch with the dead guy's connection, and says, hey, Jay Brick's dead.
You want to keep selling here in St. Pete?
Yeah. I bet you're going to stop selling crack now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I bet you're going to stop smoking crack now that Jaybrick is dead.
No, you it's know? Totally asinine.
All it did was, honestly, it's a waste of a life. Now, I'll say that the fact that drugs are illegal, causing the black market, is really what the waste of, was the waste of the life in the beginning, because I think that this guy probably was just a waste case before the cops shot him.
Well, he would have been doing something else if there wasn't a you know, if there wasn't a drug war. He might have been working at McDonald's.
Oh, I agree with that.
Right.
If there wasn't a drug war, I'm
right.
saying that before the cop walked in, the guy was still away.
It's a tragedy. It's another drug war tragedy. It didn't need to happen. None of it needs to happen. We
right.
need to end the war on drugs. If you think that the war on drugs is a good thing, though, you're the person we want to talk to at 800-259-9231. Or, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, Air America, the radio people being investigated by the Secret Service. Hmm. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
The Wednesday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and again, take control at 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system, where we have over 13,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 400 users interacting there. So be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. And you can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have some emails
that we should catch up on. But there's so many good news stories, and so we don't guarantee we're going to read your emails on the air. But Don sends us a quick comment on this whole shooting situation, this drug shooting in St. Petersburg. He makes a comment that he's sure that the cops were dressed as Gestapo stormtroopers and not easily identified as police officers. That certainly may be the case. I mean, if you've got a bunch of screaming men coming in your house, you're just waking up from a nap, you might freak out and not really know what's going on.
Yeah,
and
got
maybe
a bunch of guys with masks and flak jackets.
Isn't there a better
way? I don't think anybody has not seen cops and how they do it. I mean,
I
the cops
but
do like this flat matte black outfit that says some initials across it. I mean, they dig that. It makes them feel a little getting a little more pumped on testosterone.
Yeah, I understand.
But to think that that guy is anything but a law enforcement officer, you're living in a world that's completely different than my own that I can't relate to.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But isn't there a more, tactful way to go about getting to these people? Like, if you, I'm not trying to justify
this. I think they should all wear the same uniforms that the Swiss Guard have to wear in Rome.
I don't know what
Michelangelo
like.
Played the big joke on the Swiss Guard there.
Yeah.
They have like gold and purple and red. I mean, he looks like Jack in the Box.
It looks great. I just wonder if maybe there's a more appropriate way, a less violent, a less door breaking down style way to get people. I mean, if you think about what happened with, for instance, David Koresh back in the Waco incident years back, David Koresh was known to take walks. He was known to get out of the compound and walk away and just walk down the street and go places and things like that. Why couldn't they? Because they were after him, right? They were him for not showing up in court.
Or some nonsense.
And why not just wait? I mean, if they were willing to sit outside of this compound and wait as long as they did, why not wait him out, do a little stakeout, wait until he comes out for his usual walks that he takes and pick him up? And in the same situation, if you're trying to bust this guy, why not wait until he goes out to do a drug deal or something like that? Again, I'm against the drug war, but I'm just thinking, couldn't we be a little more tactful? Do you have to go down kicking down people's doors?
They love that crap.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, why would you go into somebody else's home turf? I mean, they could have anything in there. Just from a safety standpoint, why would you bust down the door of somebody's apartment or house? I mean, you don't know what they have in there. Just wait till they're out on the street in a neutral area.
If you've got them arrested, if you get them in the street and you've got them arrested and they've got something, you've got a good reason to arrest them. Wouldn't that be wouldn't that bolster the warrant that you would need to go search their house? And wouldn't it be easier to go search their house if they were sitting in jail?
Certainly.
It's like the cops want to get into firefights with people. It's the cops. I think what it is the cops want
to. Who won this one?
I think the cops just want to have this kind of scary motif about them, like
Chris
you
Taylor
cross
does.
Us, and we'll kick your door in, screaming and yelling at you, and possibly shoot you or your family. 800-259-9231. Again, always advocating the end of the drug war here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...